Terry, when people think through the history of the club, they very often come up with the pairing of Hobson and Booth. Tell us about your relationship on the field with Mickey Booth.
I don't know where to start, to be honest. Mickey Booth, scrum half. Very, very good player. Extremely knowledgeable about rugby. Good at protecting an outside half. He kicked well. Good pass. Good everything, really. Boothy was. He sometimes did a little bit too much. He could win a game without an outside half. And I remember John Bayliss asking if we could have the ball. And also a character by the name of Ron Pitt. He used to pass comments down the line. Tell Boothy we're still out here, will he? And stuff like that. But he was a very talented player. Extremely gifted, naturally gifted. And a great sociable character after the game as well. A lot of people liked Mickey. And for what he was, quite sincere about his rugby. Disappointed also when, after he put a lot of effort in to being picked, shall we say, for the county and stuff like that, if he didn't make the cut, he was very disappointed. Probably like we all are, but a great character, great to train with. It's been 10, maybe 11 years of my life I share with Mick here. It's an absolute joy, to be honest with you. You knew exactly where you were with Mickey and what he was doing. I'm still waiting for him to buy me a pint. Never seemed to got around to doing that, but it was great to train with him. I used to come out training with him, and he used to get better and better and better with his passes. And I'm sure he could hit you with a scarf around his eyes. He was, it got that good. All in all, it was an absolute pleasure to play with Mickey. Yeah, it was.
So you found real empathy develop between you through playing for so long.
Yeah, it was good. As long as he could throw it in the air and I could get underneath it somehow, I was happy. But anything along the ground, you can come and pick it up yourself. And he knew that. He was deadly accurate with his passing and his rugby. He was an immaculate chip kicker. If his pack wasn't going forward, he'd make sure it was, to the annoyance of most, really. But the only one thing that Mickey wasn't strong on was running more than 30 yards. He'd do 20 little breaks, little sniping breaks, break the game up. Good game breaker in that respect, but he'd be looking for some support after 30 yards. Because in my view, it probably cost him higher honours, the fact that he couldn't leg it when he had 35 yards spent. There wasn't anything left in the tank, so to speak. But then again, that's his job, to break the game up, and people should be there, his back row should be there, which they were. But I think maybe along the line, England selectors probably picked that up, and probably one of the reasons why he didn't play for England. But all in all, super bloke, lovely rugby player. Gloucester were very lucky to have him.
Did you talk to one another much during a game?
I listened to Mickey, if that's what you mean.
But what advice were you getting from Mickey?
We had a silent language of a communication, which was very much which way the hands were placed and stuff like that, all secret codes. Hopefully the back rows and playing against had never picked it up, but we used to dialogue quietly with hand gestures, and he knew exactly where to put it. He knew I wouldn't want anything stood still, because I didn't play stood still. That's not the way to play rugby. If you stood still, you're out the game. But thankfully, the pack I used to play behind they all seem to be going forward. 1 yard makes two or three for me and stuff. Always had a good pack, lost. Always very good pack. Very difficult for anybody coming off the street to get in the Gloucester packs I play behind. A lot of good players played in the United for many years. Good forwards couldn't get in the first. Yeah, it's always been a good pack and a pleasure to play behind it.
Any particular games you remember the Hobson Booth pairing did particularly well?
Yeah, the All Blacks. Then we played at Bristol together. That was a great day for us both. We played very well. Again, we had a good pack. We could share the ball. And I enjoyed that game very much. Especially against probably the strongest band of rugby players that always has been, the All Blacks. Mm. That was good. That's about the only time I played with Mickey out of Gloucester. Don't think he played the Australian game.
No, you partnered John Morris in both the Springboks and the Australian game.
I don't think he didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play that either. But yeah, that was that's one of the best games I think Mickey's played. Actually, he was right on top form that day. But the pack in front of him, the ball was like a golden egg there. I mean, it was just laid for him. Lovely service, you know, makes a difference.
Yeah,
I like today the scrum master. Fighting like, oh, to pick it out, aren't they? It's like, man, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, on our day, the ball was, that was it. It was led there, ready for you to, much quicker. Of course, there was a ruck in my day. You know, nobody stayed on the floor. If you did, you knew you were going to get a pace in. So they didn't. People like Bruno Capaldi, is it Capaldi?
Capaldi, yeah.
He used to spend all his life on the floor, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, man, he was. But yeah, that's getting back to Mickey, that's probably in my judgment. But he's had some great games for Gloucester out here. I mean, I remember the one when he came with the RAF and we beat him, and he didn't like that one very much. If ever you get round to talking to him, he might bring that up.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not. But he's had some good games for Gloucester, especially against Coventry. And one by one, he could see all the England scrum halves coming in front of him, taking his place, so to speak. Bill Gittings, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Coventry, and a few others. Starmer Smith from Cheltenham comes to mind. But no, Mickey had a good career at Gloucester.
Having that long and close relationship in the team, did that mean you socialised together as well?
Not a lot, not a great deal, no. Although Mickey used to live opposite me at Tom's Croft Place one. No, we just sort of haven't got time. You've got your own families and you're doing your own thing. And I mean, Saturday night with Booth is enough to last you a week anyway. God's truth, I mean, take it 3 or 4 days to get over it. You want to try it sometime. Well, he's a very strong character, Mickey. Very funny character. His singing could be better, but it was entertainable. Yeah, it was good times. Yeah.
He didn't carry on the tradition of the pig song, did he?
Nope, that was unique to Digger Morris.
Right.
Nobody touched that one.
Ah.
Did you ever hear it?
No.
Oh.
Are you going to give us a rendition?
No, I couldn't do that. Oh, no way. No. Boothie could. He'll mimic that for you, but... Mickey used to sing Norman Wisdom songs. His favourite was Don't Laugh at Me, and we all did. but it was good. It was in the days when you made your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Good to have him in the team after going down to Cardiff on a wet Wednesday night. Eh?
Well, we used to kid him that he only got picked for his entertainment. but he's a good character, Mickey. Yeah. Very fond of Mickey.
Right. Well, for the time being, I think that'll do. Thanks very much, Terry. So, thank you very much for coming in and taking part in this interview. It's been fascinating stuff. I hope you've enjoyed some of the memories as well.
Yeah, well, it made me think. You certainly do. I mean, you push the buttons, fair dues to. I'm sure there's loads more questions, but.
So thank you very much for that.
You've done yours as well.
Fine, thank you.